Well, nice intro. Hello, guys. Now, you can tell I've got a bit of time on my hands, right? But I thought I'd take a look at GT6 trailer. Now, the funny thing is, I played GT5. You know, Grand Theft Auto. And I enjoyed it. But I didn't stay with it for very long, because it's a bit higgledy-piggledy in there for me. But it was a damn good game. You could spend and do a lot of things in there. It was kind of good escapism. But my type of game is kind of like doing a mission. And I know you could do missions in GT5, but you kind of got waylaid. At least I did. And you can't always tell about the game, its real game, when it comes out by the trailers. Because they can fool you. So this isn't going to be a definitive answer. It's just going to be mine. So maybe at least two people will listen to me. Now, I'm sure everybody's seen the trailer already, but I'll put a link down below, because I'm not going to play the trailer. I've just got screenshots, and I'm just going to talk it through that way. And this game won't be out until 2025, at least I don't expect. At least that's what it says. Shit, I could be dead by then. Hell, I could be dead by next week. And of course, there's plenty of people out there that are going to buy the game regardless. And I don't blame them for that. So let's get moving on here. Stop the waffling. I'm not waffling.
Yes, you are.
Hey, am I arguing with myself?
Yes, you are, you silly idiot. Get on with it.
Okay, so this is basically one of the first shots you see. And it's a bit scary for me, because that's got an awful pink tinge to it. Maybe that's just the light. Maybe not. But as usual with Rockstar, it does look good. So here's a shot of a Femon, and she's in a bad place, a naughty place. Over in the UK, we call it Bardstool. Not sure what you call it in America and that. But she's obviously been very naughty and they put her in there. Could have been a guy, but no, it's a Femon. And here's her front shot of her, and I think her face will come up again as we move along. But obviously, she's made some bad choices. And here's the person who's trying to put her straight. Or maybe a teacher, I don't know. But it's another Femon. Not a great start, Rockstar. Hope it gets better. Well, of course, this is a shot of showing you how wildlife is there. And it's a shot of a Femon standing up in a convertible, acting or twerking or something. Another Femon. Ah, now that's better. Two guys, you know, two bros, sort of fist bumping and all that. Probably just done a drug deal or something. Yeah, I like that picture. Oh, back to a Femon again. That didn't last long. Yeah, she looks wonderful, beautiful. Oh, yeah. She's posing, I believe. I mean, it's a nice view. I mean, from the building top, not the Femon. Can see that anywhere. Oh, and here's another shot of a Femon twerking on top of a car now. There seems to be an awful lot of Femons in this. And about Femons. You guys out there notice this or not? And we move straight on to another Femon, who's obviously playing cool, you know. They're basically, she's acting like a man. But she isn't a man. Or is she? I don't know. No, she's not a man. The boobies give it away. And here's another Femon. Maybe this Femon was in the other game, I don't know. But here she is here again. I mean, geez, are there any men in this game or what? Hey, that's what they should have. GT6. You know, like felines. And then GT6 guys. So they have two games, and it's just guys in that one game, and just Femons in the other one. Or just one game with two modes. All females or all males. And there should be a woke slider where you can turn the wokeness all the way up or all the way down to basically off. And I can bet you most of the time it'd be off. And here's that Femon again. I believe this is her a bit older. And from what I've seen of her in this, she talks and acts like a man. And I believe she's going to be one of the main players in it that you have to interact with. Or maybe be. And here's a touching scene with that Femon again, and she's talking to the man, you know, quite strongly, and the man just agrees with her, like a Labrador would. She's the tough, strong one, and he's, well, dunno. But I think you have to partner up with this Femon. Sounds like that may be part of the game. But the little bit I've seen of it, you can tell that she's wearing the trousers here. And here the Femon kicks open a door. And I think you're behind her as the man or whatever, but she's the one who kicks the door in and goes in first. So you're behind the Femon. She's playing the man and you're playing the Labrador, I guess.
So she's tough and rugged and strong, and you're kind of weak and timid. At least that's what I get from it. So there you are, guys. It's kind of a very quick review. And there seems to be no doubt in my mind that GT6 is going to be quite woke. And it doesn't look like they're trying to hide it in any way. Most of the people you saw saying or doing something were mostly all femons. It's kind of a shame to see even Rockstar Games going quite woke. They could have had a balanced sort of game where there's 50%, 50%. But they went a little bit overboard here on 85%. Seems to be about femons. Of course, that's just a trailer. Maybe the game would be different. But I bet you it isn't going to be. Of course, it is a bit early releasing a trailer, isn't it? Maybe it's just a feeler, a tester. So if any of you GTA fans out there swallow this and don't say anything, that's what you're going to get then, isn't it? Now, if the GTA 6 trailer was kind of at least normal, I would even think about buying it myself, if I'm around. But from what I've seen here, there's no way I would buy it. Because according to this trailer, to me, it's not going to be a little woke. It's going to be a lot of woke. Of course, it's still going to make money. But not from me. Anyway, guys, what do you think? You've seen the trailer, or you can watch it down below if you want. And let me know what you think. I do like the comments, so keep them coming.